an exciting segment to the show, the idiot of the day. Jack is helping us out on this chilly Monday. Are you staying warm today, Jack?
Oh, yes.
Good. All right, here we go. All right, our first candidate, our first applicant for idiot of the day. This one here. Fidget spinners were all the rage last year, remember? I don't know if you ever got into the fidget spinner trend. I don't know. So how did it take this long for somebody to use them like this? Guy named Jake Sprague, not Jack, Jake, Abington, Massachusetts, and his girlfriend went over to her ex-boyfriend's house last week and started yelling at him to come out. The guy came out. He and Jake started brawling. During the fight, Jake pulled out a fidget spinner, put his fingers through the holes, and used it like brass knuckles. Yeah. I'm thinking he must have popped out the bearing so he could put his fingers in it or something. He wound up landing at least one fidget spinner punch to the guy's face before the cops got there. He was arrested for assault and battery with a dangerous weapon. Yes, the fidget spinner was the dangerous weapon. Who knew? I didn't know that was possible, but that's exactly what happened. He used it. It was a dangerous weapon. So I think this is our first report of a fidget spinner used as. Otherwise, you know, I don't know. You put an eye out with one? I don't know. So there's your first one. Here's your next one. All right. We don't know what this guy was eating, but if he planned to put barbecue sauce on his eggs or waffles, maybe he deserves to go to jail. 43-year-old Willie Drake, he was at a Waffle House in Macon, Georgia. And he asked for barbecue sauce. What? I'm trying to think of anything in Waffle House that requires barbecue sauce. I can't think of anything. Apparently, apparently they couldn't either because they don't stock it. Possibly because nothing on the menu goes with barbecue sauce. Well, anyway, the waitress told him they didn't have any. Dude flipped out, started dropping F-bombs, accusing her of lying. Then he yelled that he was going to, quote, go to effing jail over some barbecue sauce. And guess what? Eventually, that's exactly what happened. He was throwing stuff around, flipping out. They called the cops. He started fighting with him. And they showed up and arrested him for disorderly conduct. So, yeah, he saw his future. And he nailed it. Dude went to jail because he flipped out that Waffle House had no barbecue sauce. So there you go, Jack. Who's our idiot here? Is it the guy at the Waffle House? Or is it the dude using the fidget spinner as a weapon?
Oh, it's kind of a tough call.
Yeah.
You know, I just can't see anybody getting that way about condiments. I'm going to have to go with Waffle House guy.
Gosh, you are always on it.
Oh, my gosh. I won.
Well done. That was a good executive decision right there, Jackie. Thanks, brother. You stay warm today, and thanks for playing along.
And thanks for the program, Glenn.
Always, man, always. That's good stuff right there. He nailed it, didn't he? Nailed it. Absolutely nailed it. Okay. That's right, this show, the show that brings you entertainment you're not going to find on your iPod, on Pandora, on Spotify. It's local folks having local fun. All right, coming up. Going to get back to doing your day drinking? I mean, you know, after January, because New Year's and all. You said, yeah, I'm going to slow her down. Well, when do you pick her back up? We're going to look at the stats on that.